We are at the Mishnah at the bottom of Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Fast word. Ha'omer Yivrachucha Tovim. So if a person says that the good ones should be Mevarech Yu Hashem, Harei Zu Derech Haminus. This is the Derech of Minus, or some of the gears of the Derech of the Tzedekim. Rashi says, Yivrachucha Tovim Harei Zu Derech Minus She'ena Koilal Rishoyim B'Shvachi Shalmakim. The Chachamim Lamdu Michael V'Nesharecha Ra one needs to have the whole seaboard together, being Mevarach Hashem, as opposed to saying only the good ones, only the tzaddikim should be Mevarach you. They say that seaboard tzaddi beis reish tzaddikim beinim reshoyim. Seaboard is begematria rachamim, that it's together with everyone all together, including the reshoyim. So if one says Yivrachucha Tovim, then Harei Zu Derech Minus. There is a Tezus HaRosh. He says, don't we have a pasuk V'Chasidecha Yivrachucha? So if he says V'Chasidecha Yivrachucha, only the Chasidim should be Mevarach Yu. He's also being Meitzi Shoyim in Aklal. So the Rosh Beishlema Dekev and the Chsiv La'el Bereish Kra Yiduch Hashem Kol Ma'asecha, being that he said at the beginning of the pasuk that Yiduch Hashem Kol Ma'asecha Harei Kulam Bichlal. So that's already considered to be that he is including everyone. So that is din number one. Al Kan Sipor Yagir Rachamecha V'Alatev Yizach Hashemecha Moedim Moedim Meshaskan Esei. So if he says one of these three statements, either he says in reference to the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKen, now one is supposed to send away the mother bird, and then and only then to take the bonim, Ken Sipor Yagir Rachamecha. In that mitzvah, you see a manifestation of Hashem's rachamim. Or if he says, Al HaToyiv Yizach Hashemecha, on the good things which happen in the world, then you are connected to that. Or if he says Maidim twice, and then all these three cases Meshaskin, so we hush him. Rashi says Al Kansipor Yagir Rachamecha. Rashi said the Bach says Yagir Rachamecha Lashon Hayve. Magin Al Kansipor Kach Chus Rachem Aleinim. I mean, just like you or your Rachamim was manifest on the Kansipor, and that's what the idea of the mitzvah is about. So too Yishav Rachmanas on us. So that is something which we are mashasakim for, and we'll see more exactly what the issue is. So too, if he says va'al hatoyiv yizach hashemecha, on good things, your name should be attributed to, connected to al tevisecha neidelecha. Aisha amar shnei pa'amim meidim kashu kireya mashaskin esayvik mar mefarshla. So if he says only for good things, Hashem is connected to, but not for the bad. We are Meshasekim. Fine. And we'll see more in the Gemara exactly what these issues are. Hamechana b'arayis Meshaskin Eisoy. If someone basically takes what appears to be something, which is discussing, in this case, being Maver B'nai L'Moylech, and he says, no, really, this is kind of to be understood euphemistically, allegorically. It's not referring to the concept of Melech, but which is, you know, taking one's child, Rahman Latzlan, and kind of passing them through the fire, over the fire, Machlik Zrishenim, if the child needs to die, or it's just a question of passing the child over and through the fire. But this pasuk of being Maver Benoi and Bitzel Melech appears within the parasha of Arayis. So if a person says, well, you know, isn't one of the Lamed Gimel, one of the Yizgim Amid, the Shatan, the Zreshes, Behen, Tavra HaLamed Minyane. So it's not really referring to a Maver B'nai L'Molech. So if a person says, Lei Sitin L'Avra Ba'ar Miyusa, it really means, not the Zera your children, but it means literally your Zera to a non-Jewish woman. That's kind of a reference to some other form of erva. Rashi says, "Lisavo alakusis v'seilid ben la v'idizara." Maybe that's what it's referring to. Mishaskin Oisoy Benizifa. So we hush the person up, and here it seems to be that we hush him up in Benizifa, which is a stronger language than what we said before. Rashi says, Shaikra Kosov Mimashmo, Shuhu Avedis Chik Lemirim Lahara Benehim Leish, Benesin Karis Labalakusis. Where there is no chorus for that, and Chavchatas al Shegim, he says Bezin Lamezid Basra, and so on. So that is considered to be totally uprooting a pasuk from its mashmos, and that already is something which is more chamor. It's interesting because in other words, I guess we would say that when it comes to Al Kansipur Yagira Chamech, Al Tevizach Shemech, Maidim Maidim Shaskin, so maybe it looks like there's some heretical behavior and activity and so on, so then we tell the guy, keep quiet. But if he's actually somehow being Oikar Apostic from its simple mashmos, and people are going to learn from that, being the Galapan about Teshlech Halach and so on, so that is something which will Mashasik bin Zifa. Good. Says the Gemara. Pishlam Maidim Maidim. I understand the problem of Maidim Maidim. The Merci Kishtei Rishuyes. It's got the appearance of Shtei Rishuyes. And Rashi says, in Makabala Maidim, Alayachra Alaya, Maidim Maidim. He's Maidim to this one, Maidim to this one. Chasasham, it's got the appearance of Shtei Rishuyes. Valatoiv, Yizach Shemechanami, Demashma Al Hatoiv in the Al Ra Loy. Meaning, For the good things, yes, but for the bad things, I don't have any connection, I don't attribute it, I don't thank Hashem, and so on. Now we know on the one hand, Ein Ra Yored Milamala, we know that there is no bad as such, there's nothing which comes from Hashem which is intrinsically bad, but we know, as the Gemara says in Psachim, that Loika Olam Hazeh Olam Haba, Olam Hazeh, on Besiris Rois, one's supposed to say, Baruch Dayan HaEmes, meaning it's called Besiris Rois, what appears to us in our perception as something which is bad, unpleasant, negative. One is Mevarach Hashem with a bracha of Dayan HaEmes. So for only the good things to say, oh, that is you Hashem, but not to say Baruch Dayan HaEmes, so that's also a problem. So for a person just to say Ala Toiv Yizach HaShemecha, that's a problem because the Mishnah says Chayav Mevarach Lo Rak Hashem Shemecha Ala Teva. Ela Ken Sipar, my time alay. What is the problem? What is wrong with the person saying, wow, beautiful Rahmanis, Hashem, you did for the Kansipur, you sent the mother bird away, and so too, you have Rahmanis on us, and so on. My time alay. In Eretz Yisrael, what exactly the Inyan is. Rabbi Yisi bar Avin, Rabbi Yisi bar Zvida. Chadar Mamnesha Matl Kina, Bamaisa Bereshis. One says you cause jealousy amongst creatures. What does that mean? Rashi says, Matl kina leimar ala oifes chos, bala behemais v'chayais eine chos. So, what does that mean? Does it mean that, the oifes and chayais are going to get very angry? They can say, oh, I'm so jealous of the birds. Her doesn't mean that they're going to get jealous as such, but the statement that you have made is a statement which seems to be that Hashem is showing preferential treatment to certain creatures. The Meiri is marchav a little bit over here and says, meaning you're saying, oh, there's a hashkacha pratis when it comes to oifos, but not when it comes to chayos and behemos, and that is a problem. Ukvar omar Kimisrayim Vatasa Adam Kedige Hayam, what you're equating man with the fish in the ocean. Hirish Ein Hashkacha Pratis Vibalechaim Rak Alha Adam Levadim. There's only Hashkacha Pratis for human beings, not for animals. And we know the Rishonim go even further. The Rishonim go even further and say there's Hashkacha Pratis and there's Hashkacha Klalis, and Hashkacha Pratis is only Biyisrael Ubit Sadikim Shibahem. I think it's the Lashon of Rabbeinu Bachi. And there's a similar Ramban, there's a similar Sfarno, but certainly to say that there's Hashkacha Pratis amongst Bali Chaim, that is problematic. And to kind of say that therefore the nature of this mitzvah, the underpinnings of this mitzvah is that, you know, when it comes to Hashem has more of a Hashkacha on the Oifos, and that's the reason why he said, send the mother bird away, and so on. Says the Miriam, but Gemar Nechlekuba Tama Davar Venemra Boshnei Tamin. Echad Mabeishu Makal Kinev Mais Brachus. Vizeh Etzli Remez Lamasha Biarti. And he says that that's what I was referring to. Vakina Toser Bias Kol Davar Mushkach Kifi Haroi. I mean, that's what it is. So to say that there's more hashkacha protest, and therefore this mitzvah, the premise of this mitzvah is because Hashem is more concerned with this. That is the problem. That is the inyan of being matal kina b'maisa brachus, according to Rashi and the Meiri. The chad amar mneisha oisem midosev shlokadosh baruch hu rachamim the einan ella gzeris. Because you are stating that the midos, in this case, the mitzvahs of Hashem, are rachamim and they are gzeris. So what does Rashi say? The einan ella gzeris melech lahatil aleinu ulay lahoidia shenachnu avadav v'sheimrei mitzvaysav. So in other words, it seems to be the way the Rishonim explain is if a person kind of says this is the pshat in the mitzvah. The nature of this mitzvah is because Hashem has a rachamim on birds and so on, and it would be a tsar for the mother bird to come back and so on, and that is the pshat in the mitzvah, meaning to kind of conclusively and to kind of limit the inyan of the mitzvah to that. Well, we don't know. We do the mitzvah because it is gzeiras melech. Yes, as the Chinuch writes, he says v'hatam, meaning we're supposed to take something out of it. And the chima ich paslei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, if you do shechita in a tzav or you do shechita in a arev, v'nitam it's a sel tzar finis abrius, we're supposed to take something out of it for our benefit, and we're supposed to become more compassionate and so on, and realize the pain of the mother. But to kind of state this is the pshat and the mitzvah, that is something which we're not allowed to do. Meaning, it was just that which you were mitzave when you said Eisiv es b'nei le'sishchat b'yem echad, the mashu shvetzlam shekadosh b'chu chas al Eisiv es b'nei. Who ain't Alexeira? So he's asking a question on the nusach which we have in the Yitzras of Second Day Pesach, which also seems to go, which according to what we're saying seems to go against this Gemara. One is not allowed to definitively, conclusively say this is the inyan of the mitzvah. You're supposed to take out epizatam, a little bit of a taste, and something which helps you become a more of a refined person. Hahu dinoch is kamei derabba. Omer ato chasta al kan sipor. Ato chus for rachim aleinu. You are Kadosh Baruch Hu. You had rachmanas on the kan sipor. You still to use rachmanas on us. There's another gears that doesn't appear in brachas. Ato chasta oisiv es benoi. Ato chus for rachim aleinu. Still to have rachmanas on us. Omer rabba. Kama yoda haim rabbanim lutzi lamari. What a wonderful way this fellow knows how to appease his maker. Only a by 1 second. Mamish asking me, say tonight. I thought we just learned that someone who says that Yagir Rachamech, Mamish asking me, say, why are you praising him? The Rabba lechadudi de Abaye hu debo. Enachnami. Rabba was just trying to see if Abaye would Abaye would catch out. Rabba, the Rambam writes in Dalad Hilchos Talmud Torah that it is permitted for a Rab to do this. And some discuss, you know, should when the Rav is trying to be Mechad of the Talmud, should he say something in a way that at least the words that he's saying is not Sheker? In other words, Amarava, Kama Yoda Haim Rabban Ritzila Marei, meaning if it's read in a different tone, then you'd understand that he's not actually saying Sheker. It said in a sarcastic fashion and so on. Who would knock his? There's also an interesting question. Then the Sefer Binayahu, he asks that. Okay, so why didn't Abaye be meshastik him at the time? It's a Mishnah, right? Presumably Abaye knew the Mishnah. So meaning Rabbah said, you know, Rabbah commented and said, Kama yada haim rabban l'tzulamari, but why didn't like Abaye shush him immediately at the time? As soon as he started to say what he said, you know, you Hashem, you have chasta al kan tipar, so too, you know, even before he said the atachus rachim aleinu, and he should have hushed him. Especially if you have the second phrase in the parentheses, it's already like a whole second statement. And you can't say, well, because Abaye was in front of Rabbah, and it's pasnish for a Talmud to say something between Rabbah, because the Gemara says, you know, kol makim sheishchel Hashem ein chokin kovod l'rav b'fnei ha-Talmud. So I didn't quite follow his answer, but okay, one of that is a ha'ara. Why didn't Abaye say something himself? Ha'udinachis kamei the Rebbe Chanina. Solomon was the shliach tzibur in front of Rebbe Chanina. Amar hakel hagadol hagibar v'haneira ha'adir ha'chazak v'amitz. So he went on a whole list of Tayarim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praising Hashem. Amar leis yamtinu l'shabchei l'mar demarach. Have you finished? Have you concluded being m'shabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hashta hani t'losa ilav d'kosvinu m'yishu b'yiraisa ba'osu anshei k'nesas hagdela v'taknenu anan le'aminu lehu. Had it not been the Moshe Rabbeinu said this, and anshei k'nesas hagdela reaffirmed it by incorporating it into the Shemoneh Esrei, we wouldn't have been able to say it. And you go ahead and you add these additional tayarim. Mashal adam shahayalei elef alfei alafim dinri zavai mekalsan esai bedinri kasef. So a fellow had so much gold, and they praised him with his collection of silver which he had. So loy genai huloy is not considered to be a genai. So too, what you're doing is a gnai. So a couple of points about this. Again, there is an interesting lashon of the Meiri over here. The Meiri says, "Kfar biyarnu bepekshenu sheinu la'adam laharech b'shvachav shalak adish baruch hu. Yoyser midai. A person should not be marech with praise of Hashem more so. Ma'isav echash yarlov ne'atev, and so on." The Shasku Chachamim, and they hushed him. Says the Meir, interesting thing. He says, what's the reason why? Shema Yekoshel B'Devarav V'Yavay L'Tarai B'Masha Ein Boy. So you might come to be Matar B'Masha Ein Boy, that which Hashem doesn't have. It almost seems, not because, you know, the Gemara seems to say, because there's this Taina of Siyamtinu L'Shvach L'Mare, have you finished being Mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with all of his various tayrim. The interesting lashon of the Meiri says that the concern is also that you might end up saying something which is actually incorrect, an incorrect praise, and that is problematic. There's also an important Rashba in Brachas. The Rashba says b'shem Rav Hai that, I mean, let's try and understand this for a minute. We're saying Kel Gadol Gibar V'Neira. Okay, Kel is just the god. Gadol Gibar Neira. Three things which Moshe Rabbeinu said. So that's it. I mean, we'll open up a Sefer Tehillim. You know, right? Take a look at the Psukim in Nach. Take a look at Yimamari Chazal and Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like, what exactly is going on? Says the Rashma B'Shem Rav Hai, Masha Asa La'izav Ala Shvachim Shetiknu Knesses HaGdoyla Hu B'Tfilas Yud Ches within the Shemoneh Esrei Hu B'Tfilas Yud Ches. But if you're just davening to Hashem, it's not within the Shemoneh Esrei, then you're allowed to. Says the Bnei Yeshua, what's the pshat? He says that you can't say that these are the only tayrim you can be Mishabech Hashem. It's simply not true. We find in loads of places that they were Mishabech Hashem with other things. So it depends on the ace and the zman. Because Adam tzarch levakish al tzrachov vaday min haroi lahazkir shvachav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu hashayachim la'oisi davar shemevakish alav. So a person needs chemla, so you need to mention, you know, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have this trait of chemla and so on. Mechenu b'melech basav adam shekeshetzarech mimenu davar mishabchi b'davar zeh ve'im zeh gnai shemishabchi rak b'zeh mishem shelzeh hu tzarech ata. So you want to be ma'irer, a particular midah, So that is what you need to do. Mashen kein betfilas yitches shehi tfila kavua ubakashis kavua isla olam mamela kaven shetikna shekan sagdela shvachim elu vade elu ashvachim hanitzrachim la'ira ubakashis shel tfilas yitches. So, meaning for that, for the Shemoneh Esrei, these are the Torahim which you need in order to be Ma'ira Rach Mishmaim. Gadol, Gibor, Noira. Gadol, Gibor, Noira, Chesed, Din, Tiferes. Those three things are what you need to be Ma'ira. But when other times when you're not Mamish in the Vechina of Oymit Lefnei HaMelech, then you are allowed to. It's interesting. I mean, there certainly are other mahalchim. There's a maimer of Rav Huttner in Tachad Yitzchak on Pesach, where he asks, Mitzrayim. So he says, why? What do you mean? I mean, he says, what about this problem of siyamtinu l'shvachi demarach? Why is there not this taina of, you know, whatever you say, then there is this taina, there's plenty more which you left out. And I think his basic mahalach is Leil HaSeder is different. Leil HaSeder, it's incumbent upon us, each and every one of us, in our own words, to be Mishabeach Hashem, and that is the mitzvah of the night to do so. And there is no such taina, because that is mitzvah saseh shel Torah l'sarfa benisim v'mvay shenasal avasenu b'leil chamisha osa benisan, and so on. That is the mitzvah sayyim, and that is what is incumbent upon us to do. But again, according to what the Rishinim say, according to the Rashba v'shema Rav Hai, the kasha doesn't start. The only time it's problematic is only if you are Oymed Lefnei HaMelech Mamash in the Shemoneh Esrei. Okay.
Omer Rabbi Hanina. Can I ask you, sure, why is this mentioned in the Gemara Megillah? This applies anywhere. Why is this Mishnah mentioned in this Gemara?
Yeah, I mean, I guess this is because, I mean, it's really a hemshich of some of all of these things which we said in the previous mission also. So it's just a hemshich of all of those dinim. But you're right, it's the exact same, it's the same sugya that we had elsewhere. Says the Gemara, Amr Rav Chanina, Hakol b'dei shamayim chutz m'yira shamayim, Shneim Rav Atzi Yisrael, Mar Shem Lekech Hashem Yimach, Kiyim l'yira. What does Hashem ask from you? The only thing which is incumbent on you is Yiras Shamayim. But everything else is b'yad Hashem. Rashi says, let's just see the Lashon Rashi over here, Oysa m'seira b'dei Adam, Shiehu atzmei meichin libay lekach. You can prepare your heart for this, Avogav Shayachiles Biyadi Lahachin Livavenu, a love de Siv, Hine Kahime Biyadi Yetzer, Kenatim Biyadi Beis Yisrael, and so on. It's interesting Lashon, meaning a person to prepare his heart, meaning you're said to actually become a Yerushamayim. Seems to be even that. We need to prepare ourselves to become Yerushamayim. Other than that, everything is Biyad Hashem. Famous places here, Anning Subas says the same thing. If you look at Tesis, he says, Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz m'yir shemayim kol shetar b'perek elu nairis armin hakol b'dei shemayim chutz m'tzinu pachad. Everything is b'dei shemayim except for the machlekes Rashi Tesis over there, if tzinim upachim is two things, or is it tzinim pachim, is it one thing, either colds and fevers and so on. V'nir da'ach ma'ri b'tol deis ha'adam. So here, when we say everything is b'dei shemayim, except b'yir shemayim, is referring to what's going to have the basic traits of a person. If he'll be wise, unwise, poor, wealthy, strong, weak. That, hakol nigzalav chutz min ha'yira, v'chziv al yishal ashir v'ashir v'giba v'kvara seki v'zeis yishal v'mishal haskal v'yadai esi, and so on. V'hasam mayri b'ma'ayri sa'adam v'asideis love a love achr shenelad. When it comes to catching a cold and so on, that is something which is b'dei shemayim. It's quite an amazing thing. The Gemara said, 2,000 years ago, like, what is the one the medical industry that come up with such incredible advancements in so many things? they had a treatment for all different types of diseases and so on, vaccinations and so on. The one thing which they still have no idea how to tackle is the common cold. That's the one thing which the Gemara 2,000 years ago said, Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz mitzirim apachem. I'm going to leave the common cold to you. Let's see if you can do anything with that. That's the one thing which we have no clue how to deal with. I saw quoted over here, I'm not sure what this is, but in the Sefer Toida Lakol and Meseches Nida, he says, so again, we're saying Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz mitzirim apachem. So, which means that, okay, as far as, you know, being a tzaddik or a rasha, that's down to us. You know, physically, you're going to be wealthy, or you're going to be strong, intelligent, wealthy, all these things, that's my shemayim, but your level of tzidkus, that is down to you. Says the Sefer Teda HaKol, he says, Vim Temer V'chizkiya Chaza, Dehavolei Bani, Delei Malu. The famous Gemara that Chizkiah was not Isaac in Peru or Avu, because he saw his children were going to be Rishayim. And Yeshayahu the Navi went and reprimanded him and said, Meis Atta, you're going to die, you're a dead man. Well, why are you not being Isaac in Peru or Avu? And he said, I saw that I'm going to have a child who's a Rasha. And he said, Bahadi Kafshid Rahman Alamalach. You know, you need to do what you need to do and don't worry about the Avishtis Cheshbainis. So I said, okay, I'll do it. And Yeshayah said, too late, you're a dead man. At which point Chizkiyahu said, Yeshayah, with all of your covered, right, now your Nevu is finished, and you have no right to tell me that it's too late. I have a Kabbalah, afilu cheref chadim, munachas al tzavar shel ha'odam, al yisya'ish min harachimim. And so on. Abba Frek in the Rishonim, this question, what about Chizkiyahu? He saw that he was going to have a son who was a Rasha. But how is it possible for anyone to know they're going to have a child as a Rasha, if Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz mitzirim apachem. As he says, Alma de nigzar koidim leida shleyu yirei shemayim. So there is such a concept. The yesh lemer. So how do you answer this question? What would you say is the answer to this question? He saw very clearly he was going to have a son who was a Rasha. Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz mitzirim apachem. What's that? No, but how is it possible to say that he's going to have a son who's a Rasha? If Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz mitzirim apachem, to say you're going to have a son who's going to be intelligent, who's going to be strong, who's going to be wealthy, who's going to be poor, fine. But you're going to have a son who's a Rasha? Like, how does that work? So he says, v'yesh lema dehereyu masha ased liyos. He just showed in the future. Seems to be, you know, there's this famous discussion question about Bechira Chashis and then the Rambam. When the Rambam says it's foolish for a person, the Rambam says that when he discusses Bechira, so some say that, you know, yes, and we have Bechira Chafshis, we have Bechira Chafshis, however we understand how this works, notwithstanding Hashem's Yediyah. What does the Sefer Ikrim say? Ein Yediyas Hashem B'dvorim Efsharim Sibas Mitzyusam. Hashem's knowledge of things which could be is not the cause of their actual existence, says the Sefer Ikrim. Which, the way I understand, or maybe what he's saying over here also, is the fact that Hashem is privy to future events, because there's no constant past, present, and future, doesn't mean that was the cause of that thing at the time. So the person had Bechira Chafshis at the time, just Hashem knows what the future is. So I think that's what he's saying. Dehereyu masha asid liyos. He showed him that which will be in the future. But in Hanami, at the time, it was decided because of the Bechira Chafshis, which the person had at the time. I think that might be what he's saying. Okay, fine. So we said, so va'ati yisrael mash amakech hashom yimach ki'im liyira. Fragdi Gemara, Michal de Yira Milsa, Zutrasihi, is Yira such a small thing? Fragdi Gemara, in Legabi Moshe Rabbeinu, Milsa Zutrasihi, meaning who's speaking over here? Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking, and for Moshe Rabbeinu, Yira is a small thing indeed. Mashallah Adam Shemavakshin, Hemedu Klei Godel, Vyeshlai, Deimalav, Kekli Katan, Katan Vehime, Deimalav Kekli Godel, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu had Yira. So when he's speaking to the Bnei Yisrael, he's saying, well, what is Hashem asking for you? Which he's just asking for Yira. Yira is a small thing. Everyone asks, but still, what does that mean? Moshe Rabbeinu, fine, you have it. But what is the Gemara saying? Is year such a small thing? Yes, for Moshe it was. So there's many answers to this question. One answer which the Rebbes give is that in Legabi Moshe, if you are Legabi Moshe, if you are in the Saviva of the Moshe Rabbeinus of the world, if you are Mistoviv, and you're Meshamesh Tamid Chachamim, and you're Meshamesh Tzadikim, so then Legabi Moshe Milsa Zutrusahi, then you'll be able to come to Yerushalayim because you hang around Gedol Yisrael and Tzadikim and so on, and you see their Hanhaga. like they say, who was it, Rabbi Tzla, who said, I know that we didn't come from monkeys. I saw Rabbi Yisrael finished. I know that Darwin was wrong. Legabi Moshe, if you make sure you're always around a Moshe, the Gemara says in a few places, many places in Shas, Moshe, Shapak, Amris, Moshe means a tzaddik, a tamat chacham. So if you are Legabi Moshe, then in fact, it's not so difficult. Okay, Amrib Zera Ha'imer Shema Shema Ka'imer Maidim Maidim Dami. So we said in the Mishnah, if a person says Maidim Maidim, then Mishas can he say, because we said it's Mechzikishtera Shriyais. The same is true if a person says Shema twice. Meisvi Akira Shema V'Kaifla. Someone who says the Shema and he repeats it. Hariz Meguna. It's considered to be lowly, bad, negative, not good. Megunahu dahave shtuki le mishaskinin le. I mean, it's considered to be bad, negative, but we don't actually hush the person, we don't shush them. And so, what's going on? Laikasha, hada amr milsa milsa matanila, hada amr psuka psuka matanila. Is it that kind of you, word by word you repeated? Or did you say a full pasuk? And then you repeat, shma yisrael shemakin hashem echad. And then you repeated the whole pasuk, where you said, Shema, Shema, Yisrael, Yisrael, Hashem, Hashem, and so on. Rashi learns, not everyone agrees with this, but Rashi says, Omar milsa v'tanila kol teva omer v'shoina, Shema, Shema, Yisrael, Yisrael, and so on. Ein kan mashmo shtei rishriyais. There's no clear mashmos of two rishriyais in such a case. Ela meguna v'sachalhu. It's just a silly thing to do, a foolish thing to do. Whereas if you'd say the whole pasuk, I'm a kabbal, and then the statement, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and then you repeat the same thing again, that is when we say, Mishas Kenei Say. Frag the Gemara, the 1 second, Amalei Rav Papa, L'Rav Avadil Mami Kora Li Kivin Daiti. That maybe the first time round, he didn't have kavana. We know that one has to have kavana in the first pasuk of Shema, and a lack of kavana disqualifies the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So Dilma Mikara Lei Kivan Daiti Vashti Kivan Daiti Lei Chavrusa Klape Shmaya Miika. May I add in? What? You're speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way you would speak to your Chavrusa? What do you mean you didn't have kavana? You're speaking now, you're being Mekabel Ol Malch Shemayim Chavrusa Klape Shmaya Miika. So if a person doesn't have kavana, he would be hit with some type of instrument of a blacksmith until he has kavana. I mean, you have to go ahead and get your act together and have kavana. Now, okay, you're supposed to do that, but tachlis, if you didn't, what are you supposed to do? And we're saying you're not allowed to repeat Shema, but Allah might say you didn't have kavana. So in Simon Samach Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch begins by saying, Yikra Kriya Shema be-kavana, be-ema, be-yira, be-reses, be-zia. First you need to have kavana and say it in the proper fashion. And in Zivdalad, he mentions that you say, the minig is to say the first pasuk out loud. Why? Kedela erer ha-kavana. Whenever you say something out loud, it's ma'eris ha-kavana. And you're supposed to place your hand over your eyes when you say the pasuk rishon. Kedesh lo yistakil b'davar acher shemayin oy melechaven. So in order that you will be able to concentrate properly, and so on. Now, in Siv, in Siftes, He says, Osir loyme shema shetei pa'amim. You're not allowed to say shema twice. Bein shekeifel hatevois, she'oime shema shema, bein shekeifel haposik rishon. Both of them are prohibited. It's just a question of is it mishaskin or it's a genai. The Mishnah Berurah says avi shtei pa'amim, mishum denir kila mekabla shtei v'shiyas chas v'shalom. Now, the ima loy kivin niikara. Okay, taklis. What do you do if you didn't have kavanas? The Gemara just says, what do you mean you didn't have kavana? Well, we'll smack you up with some type of a, you know, instrument of a blacksmith. So ima loy kivin niikara, he quotes the prima gada mishum the bach. The ima loy kivin niikara, yachzer the yikra v'lachash. So then you go ahead, but the second time round, you say it quietly. You say it quietly. The im leka shemin, if there's no one around, I feel a bit curl rum mutter. Then you're allowed to even say it out loud. It's only that if you say it twice out loud, so then it's got this appearance of shtei rishuyos and so on. Aval the im kiven miyikara, I feel a belachash asa. Let's say you had kavana the first time round, but you'd like to do it in a slightly better way. Some people, Nebuchu, they have a very difficult time just reading Shema, and they always go over their words again and again and again and again and again, and they're never quite convinced that they said it in a proper way, and so on. So he says, Avalin kiven miikara afilo balachash asa. Says the Prima God, we're not allowed to do it again. Ubeslichas mutale mishma b'chol pam she'ema v'yavar. The kaven shemafsik harbe bein time lemafsik shteir shviyos and so on. Ein betaz shekasev gam kentim mamtin eizes man bein akriya rishena l'shnia shari. It's only if you say shema yisrael shem kineshem bechad shema yisrael shem like that, two back to back and so on. But if you wait a little bit of time, he doesn't say exactly what it is, but he says afiru maguna nami lehavi. There's no problem whatsoever. They also point out and they say, the Rishonim ask, they say, "Hi, what do you mean?" And at the end of Yom Kippur, we say, "Hashem alakim, Hashem alakim, Hashem alakim," and Shema Yisrael. There are times where we do seem to repeat, and they say, in those cases, in those instances, it's clear that our intentions are noble, that we're doing it l'shem Shemayim. It's clear from the Maimid and so on what we're doing, and therefore those things which we do, and there's a minhag Yisrael to do so. That is permitted.
But why does Achal Kasanus come into this?
I'm sorry, what is what?
A cousin is repeat a cousin. You get repeating words.
Yeah.
And so, you can have the ship. You know?
Yeah, so I mean, I think repeating words is.
It's not agreed that there's opposition to it.
Yeah, so there is a din. There is a din about, you know, what if any. Which words may a chazan repeat? You know, which stage of the davening? You know, it might be more kal amashla if he repeats. Let's say it's in lecha doidi, and he repeats some of lecha doidi, as opposed to repeating brachas. You know, you're within the middle of a bracha. You know, I was at a chasna, and someone was doing bracha chrita, and they wanted it to fit to a particular tune. And unfortunately, this tune was, I was quite shocked that this was the tune which was used for Bracha Achrita, although I'm sure Simon Garfunkel would have been delighted. But in order to kind of make it fit, they had to repeat it, and so on. So within a Bracha, it's obviously that much more chamor within a Bracha and so on. Okay, it also depends if you've said a pasuk and you've already said Shem Hashem, and then you're going back and you're repeating, or if you haven't said Shem Hashem. So it depends on a lot of these things.
It's got the word Shema in the Musaf.
I'm sorry?
It's quite a lot of pasuk. In the Musaf, the Shema, in Musaf, there's quite a lot of some pasuk repeat, it's a lot.
I'm sorry, they repeat
In Musaf.
In Musaf, they repeat Shema. What do you mean by that? I'm not with you. Oh, in Kedusha.
In
the Kedusha. Ah, I see what you mean.
Kedusha.
Ah, yeah. So I think in those times one is supposed to avoid repetition. A machane barai is mishaskin esay. So again, we said that if this is referring to someone who says that this which it speaks about being maver benoy and bita lemoylech is actually a reference to Arias, Tana Rabbi Yosef, Klein Aviv, Klein Imai, the disgrace of one's father, one's mother. It's not referring necessarily to the actual procedure of Moilech, but it's referring to something else. Rashi says, Tana Rabbi Yosef, Lefrushi, Mechane, the Masnizim, Kedimatagim, Erva Savicha, Erva Simecha, Kalana Davucha, Kalana Dimecha, don't reveal something which is embarrassing. That is the way that they would explain this pasuk to be referring to. Fine. Now, we say, now we're going to speak about various parshas in the Torah. We spoke up until now, and we mentioned that what was common Bizman Chazal was, we mentioned the Mishnah in Chav Gimel Amud Beis, that when they would lane, they would have a turgaman, and we said, La yikra lema turgaman yoisimi pasik echot. So you lane a pasik, and then there's one, but then you matargam the pasik. And the concern was that if you could do more than one pasik, you might make a toast. With a Navi, we said you're allowed to be matargam even three psukim, because we're not learning out hayra from the Navi so much. And the question is, when it comes to parshas in the Torah, do we say every single parsha which we lain, you would be matargamit? Or maybe some of them we actually aren't so keen for the translation to get out, because either people will not understand it properly, they'll take it out of context, or out of respect to a particular person, we don't want to publicize the events. So that's what the Mishnah speaks about. And so it says, Meiser Reuven Nikra Volei Metargim. So when Reuven was Mevalbel Yitzui Aviv, Rashi says, Vayishkevez Bilha Pilegish Aviv, it says that he slept with Bilha. That's how we would translate it. He lied with Bilha, the concubine of his father. So says the Mishnah, Nikra Volei Metargim. And you see the Rashi, Nikra Vebesakneses says, because we are concerned about the gnus. As we learned in Masech HaShabbos, Kala Emer Reuven Chota, Einei Ela Toya, and so on. So Maisa Reuven, Nikra Vele Mitargim, Maisa Tamar, Nikra U Mitargim.
How would you understand the Hebrew, Yishka?
Say again?
If you're not, how would one understand the Hebrew, Yishka?
I mean, one would understand it. Like it uses Lashon Shchiva in reference to Arias, that you would understand that it's referring to physical intimacy.
Right, so even not translating, that's where you understand it.
Right, but I think the idea is that a lot of the psukim people didn't understand, and the whole concept of the targum was to be a targum to people who were not proficient in Lashon HaKodesh, and that's the reason why it was translated to the language which was known at the time, because people understood Aramaic and so on. But they don't necessarily understand Lashon HaKodesh. So that was the whole point of the Targum. So here we say, certain things you don't have to be in the Targum.
Is there a shotgun? Pure combo. Is there a dog?
Is there a Targum to...
The combo.
Oh, we're going to get to that. We're not quite there yet. Let's see. So again, Maisa Reuven Nikra Vele Metargim, Maisa Tamar Nikra Umitargim. So the Maisa with Yud and Tamar, that we are Metargim also. The Gemara will explain all these things. Maisa Egel Harishain and Nikra Metargim, Vasheni Nikra Vele Metargim. So the Mishnah is calling Egel Rishon and Egel Sheni. Rashi says, three lines down the wide lines, Maisa Egel Harishain Kol Parshas HaEgel Ad Vashlicheu Ve'esh. So Mash Chazar Aaron of Esipa Hamasa who Kari Maisa Egel Sheni. So if you're matargim it, it will have the appearance that there was some real power, strength in the ego, and therefore you want to avoid giving that impression. But the actual psukim themselves, people, as we mentioned, a lot of the hamayinam didn't understand. That was the whole inyan all being Metargim. Again, that's the question which we mentioned before. The Rishonim and the Achronim asked, why are we not Metargim to English nowadays? People don't understand Lashon HaKodesh Bizman Chazal. They don't understand it nowadays. We should be Metargim in English. And like we mentioned, you're not allowed to be Metargim in any language other than Aramaic. So the Egel Sheni, which could lend itself to confusion and mistakes, then we're not going to be Metargim. Birkas Kehanim, when it comes to Birkas Kehanim, and we'll see which section specifically of Birkas Kehanim we're referring to. Birkas Kehanim, Maisa David of Amnon, when Amnon was with his sister, and it was about that, and after that episode they were Geyser Yichud Ani Pnuya. So that episode, Maisa David of Amnon, Nikroyin V'loyim Metargiminen. So these are episodes which we will read, but we will not be in Metargim. Yeah, yeah, it's referring to exactly. I mean, it's not obviously Birkas Kehanim is not, but Maisa David Amnon is referring to when we do the Navi, like we mentioned, like we saw in the Mishnah before. The Ubanavi, Shleisha, Hayu, you could read three psukim, and then you'd be Metargim three psukim. So these would be Nikroyin V'loy Metargim, and we'll see why in the Gemara. Ein Maftirin B'merkava. Yeah, we're calling it Maisa David V'Amnon, because it's not so clear why we're calling it Maisa David. It's really going to be referring to the Maisa of Amnon. But yeah, it's referring to that, and then the Gemara is going to ask Kasir one place. We're going to say you don't even read it at all, and it says that's when it mentions David out of respect for David. Then we're not even going to do it. But when it doesn't mention David, then we will. Now here the Mishnah says Ein Maftir Memerkava. You're not maftir about Maisa Merkava at all. Rabbi Yehuda Maftir. Meaning we know the Pasuk says that Kvod Elikim Haster Dover. Kvod Melachim Chakar Dover. Kvod Elikim Haster Dover. So, Ein Maftir Memakava. That's not something which we publicize. Rabbi Yehuda Maftir, Teza says, V'kayim Alank Rabbi Yehuda, that we are Maftir. The Maisa Merkava. Es Yerushalayim. We are not mafter the section in Yeheskel which says Hoides Yerushalayim es Tayaviseha. That we don't do again out of respect. We'll have to see why is that different to other parshias, other haftaris, which the beginning of Sefer Yeshaya, which we lay on Shabbos Chazoin. which we do in the Eicha trop, which also mentions all various Averis of Klal Yisrael and so on. And we'll have to see what exactly is the difference between the two. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, Yesh Nikrin U Metargimin, Yesh Nikrin Vole Metargimin, Yesh Le Nikrin Vole Metargimin. Are those where we read and we're Metargim, are those which we read and we're not Metargim, and are those that we don't even read at all, and obviously we're not going to be Metargim. Eilu Nikrin Metargim, Balat Atan Nashpa Simon. So what is the base? I'm sorry?
It's written, but we read different words.
We're going to get to that also. Right? The Gemara is going to get to other words where the Kri is totally different than the Ksiv.
Yeah.
And that's going to be more an Inyan where if the word is not such a pleasant word, so we're going to use a slightly less graphic word. Slightly less graphic word. Up until now, we've been speaking about an episode of Parsha, which is unpleasant, unfortunate, and we will see there are certain words. Completely different words, correct. Correct, 100%. We'll get there, yeah. We will see. So, Balat, Akan, and Nash, Vesivan, what is the base of Maisa Bereshis? Nikru Metargim. So, Fregum Abshita. Now, Mao de Tema, Asu Lishiule, Malamala, Malamata, Malafonim, Malachar. Kamash Malam. So you might have thought that the reason why you should not do so is because you'll start to ask questions which the Mishnah says in Mesechus Chagiga you're not allowed to ask. Now, Tosfos says Malafonim Malachar Pirish Ma Besif Gvulei Ha'olam LeMizrach UleMarav. What do you make of that, out of that Lashon Tosis? What is at the end of the borders of the world on the eastern side and on the western side? Inami ma hoya koidem sheshes yemei bereshes uma yeh achash yechla ha'olam, which is perhaps the more common understanding, meaning things which were before, things which were after. We mentioned a couple of days ago, the Maral says, and remember we saw that the Gemara says, Bereshis nami mamar hi, frek the Maral and derechaim, so say, Vayomer lekim, Bereshis bares ha-shemayim v'sa'aretz, if Bereshis is a mimer. So remember, we had two answers in the Maral. Answer number two, which the Maral spent a long time on, was beautiful, that Dibur is a Lashon Klali, and Amira is a Lashon Prati. And you cannot say Vayomer Elokim Bereishis Baras Hashemayim V'Haaretz, because in the creation of Shemayim V'Haaretz was everything. And that's a Dover Klali. And therefore it doesn't pass the Lashon of Amira. And like we wanted to suggest at the time, that's the reason why there are Asara Ma'amareis and Aseres HaDibreis. Because the Dibreis are Klaliistic categories of things. But says the Maral, a Dibor is something Klali and Amir is something Prati. But the first answer he says you cannot say direct Vayomer Elokim Bereishis, because we're not allowed to discuss things which were before the creation of Shemayim V'aretz. So, you know, using this Gemara, Malafon and Malacha and so on, that you can adduce, you might have thought it's a problem, because you might ask such questions, Kamash Malan. Now, Maisa Leit, Ushtei, Benesav, Nikra, Metah, Gim says, Mabshita, Mauda, Tema, Nechish, Lachavid, Avram. You might have thought that at the end of the day, we're discussing Avram's nephew, being involved in an incestuous relationship. Maybe that's a problem. Kamash Malan, that we do it, and you know, Yesh La'ayin, what exactly is the Kamash Man? What happens? Are we not concerned about Kavoda Yishel Avram? And maybe the idea is, I mean, they say this B'Shem Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Hakdama to the one of the most recent volumes of Ikras Moshe about the Maisu with the B'nai's Light, that they were mechavan l'shem shemayim, and you know, some people believe that there's a possibility of an immaculate conception and so on, and the Torah is mefarisayim that no, this was not an immaculate conception and this was an incestuous relationship. And we have a similar, I think it might even be b'shem Rav Moshe also in last week's Sedra, Parshas Vayera, it says, you know, Hashem sends Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Parai, and it starts to tell us about who Moshe Rabbeinu is, and, you know, the name of his father, the name of his mother, and how old he was at the time. You know, well, why is all this necessary? So I believe they say also, you know, this man is going to do incredible miracles. There's going to be the most incredible miracles, which, again, we shouldn't, Chas v'Shalom, think that this person, is a god of sorts. He was a man, this was his mother, this was his father, this is how old he was at the time, and so on. So maybe that's part of the Kamash Mani Nechanami. There is Kvod Yishel Avram, but other things could possibly be even more important. Maisa Tamar V'Yehuda Nikra Metargim Shita Ma'od Adem Aleich Shlach V'Yehuda V'Yehuda Kamash Malan Shvachayu D'Oidi Fakert. That is the cover that he was Hoidu V'Leibosh, that he was Moida. Maisa Egel Arish Nikra Metargim Shita Ma'od Adem Aleich Shlach V'Yehuda Shal Yisrael Kamash Malan Kol Shekein the Nihalahu, the Havilahu Kapara. Meaning this is coming to be Malamed, like the Gemara says in the beginning of Avodah Zarah, Lo Yahoyu Yisrael Ru'im Lo Isi Maisa, Ela Lalami Chuvel Rabim. It's coming to teach Chuvel Rabim, to show people the Havilahu Kapara. Close the Rav is Nikon Matagim in, you can be Matagim the Klolais, says the Mavshita, Malatay Menechish, Dilma, Paiga Daiti the Tzibura. Maybe the Tziba will have Yush. There'll be Miyayish, Rashi says, three lines down, Yachlish, Daitan, Kishi Yishmu, Shiu Nenosh, and Yemu Tev, Lihanes, Min Ha'ilam Hazer, B'chorut Zeneno, Ha'ilva Sefeno, Lihanesh. We're gonna get zapped. Whatever we do, it's gonna be too difficult. We might as well hop a rein. So you might have thought that's the reason why you should be mastered. Kamashmon. As Horus, Va'inish, and Nikrin, Umatagim, Pshit, the Mardu, Deim, Nechish, Dom, Asal, Mav, and Miyira. Maybe it's going to cause one to serve Hashem solely out of fear. Kamashim, we're not concerned. Ma'is Amnon v'Tamar Nikra u'Metargim. So here it mentions Amnon and Tamar, doesn't mention David. Nikra u'Metargim. Maisav Sholem Nikra Umetargim, that he was with one of his father's Pilakshim. So it's Nikra Umetargim. She demanded the Malach Shdiakri to David, Tamash Malon, and as we're going to see, it doesn't mention David Lahedian the Posek in reference to it. So therefore, that's the reason why we will even be Metargim it. Maisav Pilagish Begiva Nikra Metargim, the horrendous episode where they were ma'anes the Pelegesh, and no one from Shevet Binyamin did anything to stop this heinous crime, and Klal Yisrael went to wage war against Binyamin. That whole episode, Nikru Matargim, says Gemara Pshita, Ma'odatim Aleichus L'Chvoidei De Binyamin. At the end of the day, it's just a zilzal from Binyamin. They wanted to kind of remove and ostracize Binyamin from Klal Yisrael. Kamash Malan, we don't do that. Hoydes Yushalayim Vesevesen Nikru Matargim Pshita Lafuki Medrami Eliezer. Let's just say you're not to do that. Tanya Meisa Ba'adam Echad Shahaya Kirel Ma'ale Mirevi Eliezer. Hoydes Yushalayim Vesevesen. So he did this in front of Rabbi Eliezer. I'm a lawyer. Atcha'ata b'edik b'tei aveis Yerushalayim. You're going, you're publicizing b'tei aveis of Yerushalayim. Say u'b'deik b'tei aveis imcha. Why don't you go and check out the abominations of your mother? Badku achrav u'matzav shemetz p'sul. The Taka checked after him, and they found some shemetz of the p'sul. The Ritva says, what was wrong with what he did? I mean, he holds like the Chachamim, who says you're allowed to publicize it. He says it was the place of Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore he should have consulted Rabbi Eliezer first to see if he allowed it. Okay.